Good morning. What a shameful, shameful time for our town. Our fair city at the mercy of a lawless mob. We'll hunker down in our sporting world and immerse ourselves in the comforts of the grand final, but we can't and shouldn't pretend that it's not happening. What we saw yesterday, that's not the city I've lived my life in. It's as shameful as it is disturbing. So we rely today on what unites us. The misfortune of injury has Josh Bruce separated from his Bulldog team in the week that he's strived for the best part of 10 years for. So what's he doing? He's in at Witten Oval with the staff packing merchandise to send to club members. He'll join me shortly. The Melbourne Storm, they know their connection to the people of this city. The almost 23,000 members who have seen just 5 games across 2 seasons, they've been gifted complimentary memberships for next year. That's the best of us. Justin Rodsky coming up. And the Melbourne Demons stand on the cusp of easing 57 years of pain. Simon Goodwin and his team have drawn our admiration from the earliest days of the season. They extolled a change of culture. They expressed a confidence of purpose. And they displayed all of that when it mattered between the sirens. The rewards have been plentiful. And last night, Goodwin was acknowledged by his peers as the coach of the year.
Look, I probably made changes at the end of 2019, Jared, to be honest with you. You know, it was a year that was really disappointing. It was a year where there was a lot of pressure building on the footy club from an expectation perspective. And I needed to make change personally. You know, I could sense in my own mind, in my own coaching, that the game was starting to get hold of me. You know, we live in a really brutal industry where the spotlight's always on you. And, you know, I engaged in some mentors away from the game. That really just showed me a different way of looking at things, created a different energy. And really coming into this year, it was really about just making sure I did it the way that I wanted to do it and being true to myself and true to our footy club. You know, I had enormous belief in our playing group. I had enormous belief in the foundations and the people that I'm working with. And in the end, you know, I sit here today as a reflection of a lot of people's work and, you know, a lot of the club's work that have done over a long, long period of time. You know, there's a period in my coaching where the game was definitely getting on top of me. There's no question about that. And I think it was at that time that I had to reset myself and engage the people that I needed to bring the joy and the love back for what the game brings. And it really is about the connection. It's about the players. It's about doing something that's bigger than yourself. And that's what I sit here today. You know, I'm at a magnificent footy club in Melbourne that are trying to do something that hasn't been done for 57 years with a group of players that I love and care about, you know, that are living out their childhood dreams. So, you know, it's a pretty special place to be. You know, we've got a job to do, but we love what we do.
Simon Goodwin, acknowledged as the Alan Jeans Coach of the Year last night. He personifies so much of the change that we've seen at Melbourne.